ॐ मौनव्याख्या प्रकटितपरब्रह्मतत्त्वं युवानं वर्षिष्ठान्ते वसदृशिगणैरावृतं ब्रह्मनिष्ठैः आचार्येन्द्रं करकलितचिन्मुद्रमानन्दरूपं स्वात्मा रामं मुदितवदनं दक्षिणामूर्तिमीडे यन्नित्यमानन्दमनन्तमेकं शिवेति नाम्ना स्तुतयो गृह्णन्ति तस्यावतारो नररूपधारी कृपासुताब्धि भुवि रामकृष्णः जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयो श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयादितरतश्चाद्वेषविज्ञस्वराड् तेने ब्रह्महृताय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः तेजोवारिमृतां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तघकं सत्यं परं धीमहि सत्यव्रतं सत्यपरं त्रिसत्यं सत्यस्य योनिं निहितं च सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यं मृतसत्यनेत्रं सत्यात्मकं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्नाः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं यस्वानुभावमखिलश्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपमदितितीर्षतां तमोन्धं संसारिणां करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनुमुपयामि गुरुं मुनीनाम्। विपदस्सन्तु नः शश्वत् तत्र तत्र जगद्गुरो भवतो दर्शनं यत्स्याद् अपुनर्भवदर्शनं नमोऽकिञ्चन वित्ताय निवृत्तगुणवृत्तये आत्मा रामाय शान्ताय कैवल्यपतये नमः। वि आर् सीयिङ्ग् कुन्तिस्तुति वेरिन् Mother Kunti Devi praises the glory of the Lord, keeping the Lord in front of her. It's a rare occasion wherein she comes out with all devotion. Bhagwan was enjoying her stuti, wherein she asks, O Lord, provide me lots of problems in my life, because according to my experience, problems made me to remember you again and again. So in problem I found a sampad, in vipad I found a sambad. Now there is a chance that there will not be any vipad in my life, because my children have become emperors, I have become Rajamata, but I am not at all interested in all these external achievements. All the while in my life I was a spiritual seeker, enjoying your protection. Still, even after becoming Rajamata, I want to continue as a spiritual seeker. Therefore, she addresses Bhagavan, Hey Kaivalya Pataye Namaha. Giver of Moksha is called Kaivalya Patihi. Then, Bhagavan mischievously asks her, How can you say that I am Kaivalya Patihi? I am ordinary son of Devaki. Kunti says, I don't see you as Devaki Putra only, but I see you as Bhagavan himself. Manye tvam kalami shanam anadinidhanam vibhum samam charantam sarvatra bhutanam yanmitah kalihi navedakaschid bhagavan chikirshitam tavehamanasya drunam vidambanam न यस्य कश्चित् दयितोऽस्ति कर्हिचित् द्वेष्यश्च यस्मिन् विषमामतिर्नृणाम्। ऑल ब्यूटिफुल ऐडियास्, वेदांतिक ऐडियास्। हियर कुंती देवी सेज, ऐ नो यू एस कालतत्त्वम्, एस ईश्वरः, एस अनाधिनिधनम्। अनाधिनिधनम् मीन्स् वाट्? वन हू डजंट हैव जन्म एंड मरण, one who is Jagat Rakshakaha or Ishwara, because you are Vibhu, all pervasive entity you are. Being all pervasive entity, you happen to be asanga vastu. Anything which is all pervasive entity will be asanga vastu. We have only one example to our understanding, space. Space is not all pervasive, but still for our waking world experience, we find space is there everywhere. It is not all pervasive, but still we take space as the example for an entity which is revealed in the scripture as all pervasive. When limited space itself, why it is not all pervasive? Space, why is not all pervasive? In our sushupti it doesn't come. Where is space in our sushupti, sleep? It doesn't come. It doesn't cover our one third of the life. So, it's additional information. Being asangaha, you are sarvatra samam charandam. You happen to be equal to all. Then Bhagavan asks, how can you say that I am samaha? I am equal to all. When I am very much attached to Arjuna and other devotees, and I bless devotees and I destroy the evil people, how can you say that I am samaha? Kuntideva says, in reality you are samaha only. You appear to be asamaha, you appear to be partial, not because you are partial, but because devotees consider you as intimate. Devotees say that you are their beloved. Evil people say that you are their enemy. Therefore, you appear to be partial, but in reality, you are not partial. Why you appear to be partial? Ye yatha mam prapadyante, tam tathaiva bhajamaham. When devotees approach you with love and affection, you also reciprocate that love and affection. And in their knowledge, you appear to be loving one. And in the enemy's mind, you appear to be a destroyer or enemy. Because Bhagavan himself told this. Samoham sarvabhuteshu namedveshyosti na priyaha. I am sarvabhuteshu samaha. This all happened when Gita already over. So keeping that as pramanam, Kunti Devi say, you yourself are told, now you are simply bluffing with me just to object my opinions. People in general don't understand your real nature, and they don't understand even the intention of your drama and the type of your drama also. They don't understand. Naveda kashchite bhagavan chikirshitam. You are friendly to none, inimical to none. Your manifestation is to redeem all the jivas. And the so-called enmity towards the sinful people also is a sign of blessing only. How you bless them? By destroying their body you bless them. Because their body is an obstacle for their spiritual growth. Because of that rakshasa body, all the vrittis become rakshasa vritti. According to the body, vritti comes. Vritti means what? Thoughts. So if body is male, that type of only related thoughts only will come. If body is female, that type of thoughts will come. If body is human, that type of thoughts. Body is tiger, that type of thoughts. So, since asuric body is an obstacle to their spiritual growth, by destroying their body, you actually bless them and give one more chance to redeem their life. But without understanding your compassion, ignorant people attribute partiality to you. Janma karma cha vishvatman ajasya akarturatmanah tiryang rishishu yadasu tad atyanta vidambanam. Your very avatara is a vidambana. Vidambana means drama. How it is? Ajasya janma, birth of an unborn entity. You can imagine. It is impossible to imagine. Birth of an unborn entity. Akartuhu karma, actions of an entity which doesn't have any action which cannot do any action, being all pervasive, which is not at all a doer, but he does all the actions, that Atyanta Vidambanam is indeed a mysterious drama. Your avatara in the forms of rishis, men, animals and aquatic creatures, in various forms he got a birth. It is very difficult for us to Vedantins to say Bhagavan got birth. Because if you say Bhagavan got birth, then it becomes a reality. So Bhagavan appeared to be got birth. Like pot space got birth, when I say, which got birth? Pot got birth. But pot space did not born. So ajasya janma. Understood? There is nothing called birth of pot space. Because space cannot be born. But you create a pot and you say, this is a big pot or this is a small pot. Bigness and smallness is the adjective for the space which you are using it. Correct? So, ajasya janma akartuhu karma tad atyanta vidambanam. It is really a mysterious thing to be understood. Very difficult for us to even imagine. Why you are born? Some say that you are born as Krishna for the sake of Vasudeva and Devaki's prayer. In the previous janma, both of them were rishis, so they prayed to the Lord to be their own child. So, therefore, you born to fulfill their prayer. Some others say, Yedoho Kirtaye. Some others say, in order to re-establish the Kirti of Yedu Vamsha, you are born. Some others say, Asura Vadhaya. You are born for the sake of destroying evil people, Asuras. Some others say, in order to reduce the Bhara of the Bhumi, you are born. And that birth also because of Brahmaji's prayer, keeping Bhudevi in front of him. Brahmaji told Bhagavan, she is complaining that lot of Bhara has come. And we find the population mentioned in the Mahabharatam is certainly lesser than now today's population. Understood? So there is a commentary which asks a question, what is the meaning of Bhubhara, weight? It seems in those days, people who did not worship the Lord or who did not follow the values were more. Therefore, their existence became bhara for the Bhumi Devi. More people don't worship and don't follow the values means they become bhara to the Bhumi Devi. Therefore, she complained. But none of these reasons is valid for me. Just because you are born for Yadu Kirti, what is there for us? Nothing is there. Where is now Yadu Amsha? There is a caste called Yadavas, but there is no Yadu Amsha. And Asura Vadhaya, if you are born for Asura Vadha, Asura Vadha is gone. It has no relevance for me. And of course, Vasudeva's prayer has no relevance for me. So Kunti Devi says, but I consider you are born for our sake. For our sake means for the sake of devotees. She says, Bhavesmin klishyamananam avidya kama karma bihi shravanasmarana harhani karishyanniti kechana srinvanti gayanti grinantya bhikshnashah smaranti nandanti tavehitam janah tayeva pashyanti achirena tavakam bhavapravaha uparamam padambujam. The real purpose of your birth is to help humanity which is suffering in samsara, to help humanity to gain knowledge and freedom. You are born and people are suffering in this world. ड्यू टू अविद्या काम कर्म भी. ब्यूटिफुल वेदांतिक स्टेटमेंट इट इज. ऑल द सफरिंग इन ह्यूमन लाइफ इज बिकॉज ऑफ शीयर इग्नोरेंस अबाउट अवर सेल्फ अविद्या. दिस वन स्टेटमेंट रिक्वायर्स स्टडी ऑफ एंटायर ब्रह्मसूत्र. सो क्लोजली दिस ब्रह्मसूत्र एंड भागवतम विल बी ऑलवेज क्लोजली फॉलोइंग. सो वेदांत सेज ignorance is the cause of all suffering. How ignorance causes suffering? How can ignorance causes suffering? And you say ignorance of myself. I know about myself. I am so and so, I know. Everybody gives biodata about themselves. Even a 2-year-old child, he asks, who are you? Immediately he or she will tell that I am so and so, son of or daughter of so and so. Like that. Some detail they know about. But Shastra says, of course, they know that they are existing, but they don't know that they are existing as infinite entity. Every individual knows that he is Satyam Jnanam Brahma, but many don't know that he is Anantam Brahma. What is the definition of Brahman? Definition of Brahman means definition of God is Satyam Jnanam Anantam. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. So it is. How you say it is? If it doesn't have consciousness, how you can say it is? An inert object cannot say I am. Correct? The harmonium cannot say I am. The tape recorder cannot say I am. Space cannot say I am. Huge Himalayan mountains cannot say that I am Himalaya. Because it is jada. A conscious entity only can say that I exist. To say that it should exist. And to say that I exist, it should be conscious entity. So whenever anybody uses the word I am, they use with the knowledge that I am, but they add something. Along with I am, they add what? So and so. That so and so is the problem. If you add so and so, then he becomes the samsari, limited entity. Shastra says, stop with I am. If anybody asks you, you say I am. He will ask, hey, tell, continue, what? You are what? I am. It will be a very funny experience. You try, you can try. They may think, oh, yo, Papa, he was going to Ramakrishna Ashrama, he was good only before that, now halfway it has come. But Shastra says, keeping ourselves as I am is the sign of freedom. When you keep yourself as I am, you can transact with everything in the creation without any attachment towards any particular thing. And the attachment even to this body also will not be there. Either you can say I am everything or you can say I am. When you say I am everything, that's what Shastra says. Aham Brahma Asmi. Aham Brahma Asmi. That is the knowledge. Because of absence of this knowledge that I am infinite entity, he identifies with the nearest object next to him. What is that nearest object next to every individual? Body and mind. And because of the proximity of that object, the very object becomes subject. Like people, those who use spectacles, you ask any one of them what you see, they will list every blessed thing in the creation except their own spectacle. If he is a thinking being, he has to say I see spectacle. Suppose if you answer in this way, people will consider that you are mad. See, just that means a thinking being cannot live with the society. Because society has its own norms. You have to come down to their norms. And if you say, I see spectacle, then hey, what is this fellow is answering in a different way? Anything happened or what? But what is the fact? That is the fact. I see spectacle first. Then only I see every blessed thing in the creation. because of the proximity and usage, it becomes very subject. Understood? And during night, I take away the spectacle. Without spectacle, I exist. Similarly, during sushupti, without body and mind idea, I exist. That's why I could say after getting up, I slept well, I was happy. Who slept well? To say I slept well, your mind should be there. You cannot sleep with the idea that I sleep well, I sleep well, I sleep well, I sleep well. Then only you can say I slept well, correct? If you sleep with this idea that I sleep well, you are not sleeping. You are doing japa, trying to sleep. Understood? So Shastra says, because of the proximity of the instrument called mind, you are attached to it because you don't know what you are. Therefore, avidya. Because of the ignorance, there is a superimposition. You impose the properties of the object on you and give the status of the subject to the object. Understood? You give the status of the subject, individual, to the object, spectacle. Understood? That's why you could say that I see everything other than the spectacle. You don't say I don't see spectacle, but you don't list in that seeing list. In that object of seeing list, it is not there. So, avidya is the cause. And transference happens as though it is happening. It is not a real transference. As though it happens, and confusion galore. So, we call it adhyasa or superimposition. Then, naturally, I identify with this body, and naturally, this body has its own problems. It is not a all the bodies, it is only one particular species, human species. And that too males, male gender. Understood? So it has its own problems. Asti, jayate, vardhate, viparinamate, apakshiyate, vinashyati. It is growing. Even though I don't want to have a mustache, it comes. I am getting old and leg pains, rheumatism, so many things. And I have a fear that I am going to die. Who is going to die? Body is going to die. When body is dying, I say, I am going to die. When body is black, I say, I am black. When body is human, I say, I am human. When body is male, I say, I am male. Similarly, mind also. When mind is angry, I say, I am angry. When mind is emotional, I say, I am emotional. When mind is ignorant, I say, I am idiot. Understood? So, that idea comes because of ignorance. Once I consider myself as body-mind complex, all the problems of the body-mind complex becomes my problem. So, I cannot be living with problems. So, I want to solve the problems. Drama started. Understood? Unnecessarily started. Without our knowledge, it started. Second year onwards started. Whether I like it or not, I have to go for babysitting. My mother being employee, my father being employee, dump me in the babysitting schools are there, na? Pre-nursery school they call it. So I don't know even how to keep myself with hygiene, but I am asked to learn A, B, C, D. And then starts running race, rat race, starts third age, fourth age, fifth age, and goes on for 20 years. And when I come out of the college with bachelor degree or master degree, then the race is not over. Then another type of race. Education over, go for employment, one more race. There also I have to prove myself. I have to compete with others. I am not allowed to be relaxed. So, avidya, kama, desire. I want to see myself as a fulfilled entity without any problems. I want to see myself as a secured entity, peaceful entity, happy entity. So security, peace and happiness is the thing which everyone wants in life. You can ask whether he is a tribal or a professor in Oxford University. Do you want to be secured? Oxford professor will tell, yes. Tribal will say, yeah. Correct? So all these three, security, peace and happiness, happen to be the universal desire. To fulfill those desires, I find I have to pay. Nothing is free. Even water is not free. Even though Bhagavan has given water as free item, humanity has managed to pollute it and misbehaved with that resource. Now it says you have to purchase and drink. And for air also same condition is going to come. All will carry one, like water bottle now we are carrying, na? Oh, an air tank also will carry. All children in a bag they will be carrying. So avidya kama karma bihi means ignorance leads to desire. Desire leads to action. Then action means immediately there will be result. Either with nearby time or in future there will be result. And that result in Shastric language, punya and papa we call it. Then punya and papa determines the next journey, next travel, punarjanma. Then in punarjanma also I am ignorant only. Next janma also I am ignorant only. Then being ignorant I will have desires. Then being desireful I will have go for varieties of actions and transactions. Then results. So this is a vicious cycle. Dukkha ushadam tadapi dukkham. Whatever I find a solution, as a solution for my problems, it doesn't remain as solution for long time. The very solution becomes problem. Like I go to doctor asking for medicine for headache. So he gives a solution. That medicine makes me to have stomach. It is like a person is carrying heavy load on one shoulder. So he wants some solution. What he does? Nobody is there. Nothing is there to help also. He takes away this weight and brings that weight to the left shoulder. So what he feels? Happa. How much time? Happa. Another 5 minutes. Like that only. Dukkha ushadam tadapi dukkham. Whatever is prescribed as a solution in human life becomes very problem itself in course of time. In this human life, there is only one place to have shanti, to have respite. What it is? Bhava pravaha uparamam padambujam. She says, in this life of trials and tribulations, in this life of insecurity and unhappiness, there is only one place wherein I can get at least little bit of shanti. And that is your padambujam, your holy feet. And when I come to your holy feet, you remind me all your leelas. Without doing leela, I cannot remember your leelas. So your leelas are shravana smarana harhani. Why you are born? To bless us. How you bless us? By performing varieties of leelas you bless us. What is the connection between my leelas and your getting blessing? She says, I can remember it now. Whenever I have trouble, I immediately can connect my life with your leelas and I can have shanti. You did many leelas for the sake of devotees. And devotees, Srinvanti, Gayanti, Grananti, Abhikshnashaha, Smaranti, Nandanti cha. First Srinvanti. Devotees, hear your leelas. That you have protected a monkey. That you have made a monkey as a immortal entity. That you have protected Vibhishana type of a people. Though he was born in a family with Asuric quality, though he was a brother of your own, the so-called enemy, but still, when he came to you, surrendering to you, what he told? There was a meeting. And in that meeting, somebody announces that Vibhishana is standing and the sky asking for surrender, protection. So Sugriva and our Jambavan, Hanumanji, Ramji, Lakshman, all are sitting near the seashore, Rameshwaram. When his arrival was informed, Ramji wanted to know the opinion of other members in the meeting, whether we should accept or not. One said their own opinion. Everyone said their own opinion. And Jambavanji told, he has come in a wrong time, therefore he should not be accepted. These old people always, this Jyotisha, they see, na? And Sugriva told, he has come from the enemy side, therefore he should not be accepted. And Hanumanji of course told, no, I saw him when I went to Sri Lanka, I saw him. He was very good, dharmic person, we can accept. Then Bhagavan says, if I accept only good and dharmic people, where others will go? So therefore I will accept everyone. Sakrudeva prapannaya tavasmiti chayachate abhayam sarvabhuteshu dattam yetat vratam mama. I have given abhaya already to entire creation. How much supremacy, moral supremacy an individual should have. Bhagavan only can say this. So it is a matter of hearing or not. So it gives a hope for me, even though I am a cantankerous person according to my understanding. Many people say, even sadhus say, hey, you are a good man. People don't accept it. You Gottila Swamiji, you don't know about me. That's why you say, innocently, I am a good man. So everyone has their own self-judgment. So in that condition, when I suffer with lot of guilt and anxiety, when I hear this story of Vibhishana Saranagati, and I also have a hope that I also can get protection under the feet of the Lord. And when I hear the story of Jatayu, what you did for Jatayu? You gave the highest loka and you did antima samskara which your father did not get. Dasharatha did not get the chance being cremated by Bhagavan Ramji. By the time Ramji went to forest, but Jatayu got that chance. Bhagavan Ramji kept Jatayu on his lap at the last moment. And he did Karna Mantra also. According to Dharma Shastra, it's a great blessing to a parting father. So you gave status of a father to a bird. And you gave highest loka as the reward for its small sacrifice. What it did? Half an hour he fought with Ravana. That much went. Whole life he was eating only carrions and other things. Fleshes, rotten flesh only he was eating. Whole life, nothing great he did. But last half an hour, or last 6 months, he was in your presence doing nothing because old already. Last half an hour of his life, he did some kaingarya, some seva to you. For that you have given highest reward. So Bhagavan there says, Maya abhyanujnataha gacha lokan anuttama. I am sending you, you go there, he says. Without dharma karya, without cash in your hand, you cannot go foreign trip. You know that, people. Without dollar, the cash which is revered there, which is having value in that place, you should have that. Otherwise, you cannot travel. So, to enter the Brahmaloka and other lokas, higher lokas, because these are all places for only people who have done whole life dharma and who have meditated on Lord Upasanas. Lot of meditation they might have done. For them only it is prescribed. You gave free ticket to this fellow. How much Karunamurti you are, how much compassionate you are. You mortalized the ordinary Jatayu. And you blessed an illiterate lady, Shabari. She was illiterate. She did not know anything. Tribal woman. Because of Sadhu Sangha, she learned something good and she was serving sadhus. And when her guru departed, that guru gave a small two-letter mantra. She was just repeating it, that's all. Without knowing which devata is meant for this mantra. She did not know. She asked, which devata is? How I will have pratyaksha? Then Guru told, don't worry, you chant. Devata will come to you. That devata, ege prepare madkondidare. That time Bhagavan is just in Ayodhya trying to leave for Vanavasa. Just exactly 13 years before it happened. So she chanted it. 13 years your holy name. So she got your darshan. And to give your darshan to this illiterate lady, you have to undergo the suffering of being separated from your own wife. You have to allow Ravana to abduct your wife. Without Ravana abducting Sita, there is no chance of Bhagavan coming to South India. So Ravana did nice thing for us. Understood? So he was an instrument in bringing Ramji to South India. So when I hear your sulabhatva, your simplicity towards the devotees, naturally I also feel that I also will get something if I tell your name. And in Krishnavatara itself, and you became son of illiterate parent. Yashoda and Nanda Baba, Akshara Kukshi. Akshara Kukshi means what? Stamp pad wala. They did not know anything. But you gave the status of being parent to you. You are Sarvajna. You gave the status of being parent to you. And you became friend of cowherd boys. There also, the parent are Akshara Kukshi. Children also will be what? Akshara Kukshi only. Never went to any Gurukula or something. And in spite of being Purnaha, you have stolen butter. Ordinary rich men also generally don't steal anything. And you are not ordinary rich man only, you are extraordinarily rich. Purnaha. Nothing is there away from you. With that knowledge, you are missing butter. And because of love for Pandavas, you became servant, you became driver, messenger, shoekeeper. So when I hear all these stories, your leela, which are worth to hear, naturally, after hearing, what is my reaction? I sing, because it has sunk in my mind. Whatever we hear, if it goes inside the mind, naturally the cinema song comes out automatically. Advertisement music comes out. Children, you can see that. So, Srinvanti Gayanti and Ramanti Nandanti. Dance also comes. I revel in your leelas. Then Bhagavan asks, what are all these things, leelas you are all telling? Any one leela you tell, which is a very worth to remember. Then she quotes one leela. Gopyadate tvahi krita gasidamatavat yate dashashu kalilanchana sambhramaksham vaktram viniya bhaya bhavana yastitasya samam vimokhayati bhirapi yadbhibheti. Among all your leelas, one leela is making me mystified and wonderstruck. What it is? That day, Krishna, as a child, you stood in front of the mother Yashoda with lot of fear, being afraid of her beating. Kunti did not see that. Correct? But she quotes it. What is there to wonder? What is there to wonder? Every child is afraid of mother's beating. What is there to wonder? She says, Bihi api yad bhibeti. You are not a child. You are an entity towards which very bhaya, bhi means bhaya, very bhaya is having bhaya. Fear is afraid of you. You are such an entity, you appear to be, or you behaved as though you are fearful. That story I will tell. Mother Yashoda was churning the curds and Krishna was sleeping. When he got up, His mother was not nearby, so somehow managed and caught hold of the mother, asked for milk. So naturally, mother gave her breast. This child was sucking the milk. Suddenly, Mother Yashoda smelled burning smell of the milk. One milk pot is kept on the stove, so it was burning. It was coming out, so it was burning. So she thought, this milk is meant for Krishna, so it should be protected. So even though this child was taking milk from her breast, she told, afterwards I will come and give breast milk. First I will protect that pot milk. So she separated Krishna and went to attend that stove. With all interest, this fellow was taking milk, like Amruta. Then he got anger. He said, what? More than feeding me, that pot full of milk is very precious. You went there. So he got anger and he took a lathi and he has broken all the pots one by one. Then there was a pot with full of butter. He took that butter and went out. Early morning, all these leelas. Went out and he was eating that butter. As even he came out, all the monkeys, his friends, normal friends, have come. Both friends are there, Nara and Vanara, both will be become friends. So he feeds human friends also and monkey friends also. Like that he was feeding. When mother came back and saw everything is broken, and she got anger. What is this fellow? So adamant and mischievous. I have to teach him a lesson. So she was chasing him. He was trying to escape from her hands and rounding. Finally, she could not catch him. So when he found mother was tired, he went nearby, catch me, like that. So she was not doing anything, allowing him to come nearby. It's sort of child mother play. And when he came nearby, she caught hold of him. Now she has to scold him. How to scold? You have to see the person and scold. And when Yashoda tries to see Krishna's face, that face is full of butter here and there, and it creates laughter in her mind. And if she scolds without seeing him, Krishna will not be afraid of that scolding. He will think that she is shouting at someone. And she did not want to even beat also, but she wanted to pretend that she was about to beat. That time, Krishna, you wanted to escape from this beating. So, how to escape from this beating? If you show that you are already afraid, Mother Yashoda will leave you. So, how to show that you are afraid? Because you never had an experience of what is fear. Neither as Vishnu you had fear, nor in any avatara you had fear. At least in avatara you should have experienced what is fear. Neither you were afraid of Hiranyakashipu in Narasimha avatara, nor afraid of Ravana in Rama avatara. Next to Rama avatara is this. Nor you are afraid of Bali Chakravarti or any other asura. So now what is the topmost necessity of Lord? He did not know what is fear. So to see this Leela, there is always one satellite group is there. Devatas and other people will be there always, rishis will be. How nicely he is doing drama, satellite group is there. So in that group, this Bhaya Devata was standing. So this fellow, it seems he saw that Bhaya Devata. Hey, you come, Bhaya Devata, you come. Then Bhaya Devata told, Appa, I cannot come near to you only. Not only I cannot come near to you, I cannot go near to your devotees also. Because very devotees don't have fear. So I will not come near to you. Like that, she was refusing. Then what to do? How to learn what is bhaya? Then he pretended as though he was angry towards Bhaya Devata. Seeing his anger, Bhaya Devata showed a face. Bhaya Devata showed a face, fearful face. Then Krishna learnt, it seems, oh, this is called Bhaya Bhavana. This is called ಭಯ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಆಲ್ ಆರ್ ವರ್ಕಿಂಗ್. ಭೀಷಾಸ್ಮಾತ್ ವಾದಪ್ಪವತೆ ಭೀಷೋದೇತಿ ಸೂರ್ಯ ಭೀಷಾತ್ಮಾದಗ್ನಿಶ್ಚೇಂದ್ರಶ್ಚ ಮೃತ್ಯುರ್ಧಾವತಿ ಪಂಚಮೇ ಇತಿ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ತೆ. ವೆರಿ ಸನ್ ಈಸ್ ವರ್ಕಿಂಗ್ ರೌಂಡ್ ದಿ ಕ್ಲಾಕ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಯ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ವಾತ ಏರ್ ಫ್ಲೋಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಯ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಪೋರ್ಟ್ಫೋಲಿಯೋಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಬೈ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಸೊ ಯು ಡಿಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎನಿ ಭಯ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹೌ ಟು ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಮದರ್ಸ್ ಬೀಟಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ಯು ಪ್ರಿಟೆಂಡೆಡ್ ಆಸ್ ದೋ ಯು ವೇರ್ ಫಿಯರ್ಫುಲ್ ಭಯಭಾವನೆಯ ಚಿತಸ್ಯ ತೇ ದಶಾಶ್ರು ಕಲೀಲೆ ಅಂಚನ ಸಂಭ್ರಮಾಕ್ಷಂ ವಿತ್ ಫುಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಟಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಫೇಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಕ್ತೃಂ ವಿನೀಯ ಕೀಪಿಂಗ್ ಯುವರ್ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್ ವಿಲ್ ಕೀಪ್ ದೇರ್ ಟಂಗ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಸಮ್ ವೇ ವೆನ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಅಫ್ರೈಡ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್. ಸೊ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ಶೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಯುವರ್ ಫೇಸ್ ಭಯಭಾವನೆಯ ಸ್ಥಿತಸ್ಯ ವೆನ್ ಐ ಸಾ ಯು ಆ್ಯನ್ ಎಂಟಿಟಿ ವಿಚ್ ಡಸ್ಂಟ್ ನೋ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಫಿಯರ್ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಆಸ್ ದೋ ಫಿಯರ್ಫುಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಟು ನಾಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ಸೇಕ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಕಶಿಪ ಆರ್ ರಾವಣ ಆರ್ ಎನಿ ಅದರ್ ಅಸುರ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಫಿಯರ್ ಆಫ್ ಯುವರ್ ಓನ್ ಮದರ್ ಯಶೋದ ಸಾಮಾಂ ವಿಮೋಹಯತಿ. ಮೋರ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಲೀಲಾ ಐ ವಾಂಟ್. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ನೆಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಅನ್ ಆಕ್ಟರ್? ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಎನ್ ಇಂಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ರೋಲ್, ಕರೆಕ್ಟ್? ವಿಚ್ ಈಸ್ ಇಂಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ಯು? ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಅಫ್ರೈಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಇಂಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ಯು. ಬಟ್ ದಟ್ ಡೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವಂಡರ್ಫುಲಿ ಯು ಡಿಡ್ ದಟ್ ಡ್ರಾಮಾ. ಸೊ ಸಾಮಾಂ ವಿಮೋಹಯತಿ. ದಸ್ ಕುಂತಿದೇವಿ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ಡ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ಸ್ ಮಹಿಮ. ಇನಿಷಿಯಲಿ ಶಿ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ಡ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ಸ್ ತತ್ವ ಮಹಿಮ, ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ. ದೆನ್ ಶಿ ವೆಂಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ರೂಪ ಮಹಿಮ, ಪಂಕಜನಾಭಾಯ ಪಂಕಜ ನೇತ್ರಯೇ ಲೈಕ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್. ದೆನ್ ನಾಮ ಮಹಿಮ, ದೆನ್ ಅವತಾರ ಲೀಲಾಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಕರುಣಾ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೌಲಭ್ಯತಂ. ನೌ ಶಿ ಸೇಸ್, ಓ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಯು ಅಬಂಡನ್ ಎಸ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಯುವರ್ ಓನ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಡಿಪೆಂಡೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ಯು? ಎಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಫೀಟ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ನೋ ಆಶ್ರಯಂ. ವಿ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎನಿ ಅದರ್ ಆಶ್ರಯಂ. ಆಶ್ರಯ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಎ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ವೇರ್ ಯು ಗೆಟ್ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಷನ್. ಹೌ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ವಿ ಇವನ್ ಇಮ್ಯಾಜಿನ್ ಅವರ್ ಲೈಫ್ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆನ್ಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಎಸ್? ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆನ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಲೈಫ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಶೂನ್ಯ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಲೈಫ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಶೂನ್ಯ, ವೆರಿ ದೇಶ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಶೂನ್ಯ ದೇಶ. ನೇಯಂ ಶೋಭಿಷ್ಯತೆ ತತ್ರ ಯಥೇದಾನಿಂ ಗತಾಧರ ತ್ವತ್ಪದೈರಂಕಿತ ಭಾತಿ ಸ್ವಲಕ್ಷಣ ವಿಲಕ್ಷಿತೈ. ದ ಮೊಮೆಂಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕಂಟ್ರಿ ಫರ್ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ಯು, ಸೀಸಸ್ ಟು ಅಡೋನ್ ಯು, ಸೀಸಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಅಡೋನ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಯುವರ್ ಹೋಲಿ ಫೀಟ್ ಬೋತ್. ದ ಮೊಮೆಂಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕಂಟ್ರಿ ಫರ್ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ಯು, ಸೀಸಸ್ ಟು ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ ಯು, ಸೀಸಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಅಡೋನ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಯುವರ್ ಹೋಲಿ ಫೀಟ್, ದಿಸ್ ಕಂಟ್ರಿ ವಿಲ್ ಸೀಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಎ ಪ್ರಾಸ್ಪರಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಕಂಟ್ರಿ. ಇಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಎ ಅಶಾಂತಿ ಸ್ಥಾನ, ಇಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಎ ಹೆಲ್. ದಟ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕಂಟ್ರಿ ಶಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್. ದಿಸ್ ಕಂಟ್ರಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಭಾರತ ದೇಶ. ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ವಿವೇಕಾನಂದ ಸೇಸ್ ನ ದ ನರ್ವ್ ಕರೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕಂಟ್ರಿ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕಲ್ಚರ್ ಈಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ರಿಲಿಜಿಯನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುಯಾಲಿಟಿ. ಸೇಮ್ ಐಡಿಯಾ ಕುಂತಿದೇವಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ರೆಸಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ಕಾಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಆಲ್ ಈವಿಲ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಕಂಟ್ರಿ ಈಸ್ ಫರ್ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಗ್ಲೋರಿ ಆಫ್ ಭಗವಾನ್, ಫರ್ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಧರ್ಮ, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಧರ್ಮ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಈಸ್ ಭಗವತ್ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಫರ್ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ದ ವ್ಯಾಲ್ಯೂಸ್, ಫರ್ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಕಾಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಆಲ್ ಈವಿಲ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕಂಟ್ರಿ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಿ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ಇಮಿಟೇಟ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲಿಸ್ಟಿಕ್ ಕಲ್ಚರ್ಸ್. ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಲರ್ನ್ ಗುಡ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದೆಮ್, ಬಟ್ ಇಮಿಟೇಷನ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಎ ರಾಂಗ್ ಥಿಂಗ್. ಕುಂತಿದೇವಿ ಸೇಸ್, ಐ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಇಮ್ಯಾಜಿನ್ ದಟ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕಂಟ್ರಿ ಪೀಪಲ್ ವಿಲ್ ಫರ್ಗೆಟ್ ಯು. ದೇರ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಸಮ್ವನ್ ಹೂ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ ಟು ಯು. ಸಚ್ ಎ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ಅಧರಂ ಮಧುರಂ ನಯನಂ ಮಧುರಂ, ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಮಧುರಂ ವಿತ್ ರಿಗಾರ್ಡ್ ಟು ವೆರಿ ನೇಮ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಮಧುರ. ఈవెన్ ది మెటీరియలిస్టిక్ అండ్ సెక్యులర్ గవర్నమెంట్స్ గివ్ యువర్ నేమ్ ఓన్లీ. కృష్ణ రాజసాగర్ ఫర్ డ్యామ్, అండ్ ఇన్ దట్ డ్యామ్ దెర్ ఇస్ ఎ గార్డెన్. వాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నేమ్? బృందావన్. సెక్యులర్ గవర్నమెంట్ బికాస్ నేమ్ ఈజ్ నైస్. గోకుల్ నేమ్స్ నైస్. కృష్ణ వెరీ నైస్. రామ లైక్ దట్. నాట్ ఓన్లీ యువర్ రూపా ఈజ్ నైస్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ అండ్ అట్రాక్టివ్, నేమ్స్ ఆర్ నైస్ అండ్ లీలాస్ అఫ్ కోర్స్ ఆర్ వెరీ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్. సో నౌ భగవాన్ వాంటెడ్ టు బ్లెస్ కుంతి, దేర్ ఫోర్ హీ టోల్డ్ మదర్, సో ఫార్ ఐ ఎంజాయిడ్ యువర్ స్తుతి. ఇఫ్ ఎనీబడి గ్లోరిఫైజ్ యూ హెవ్ టు గివ్ క్యాష్, సుమ్మనే లేదు, టు షో యువర్ మెగ్నానిమిటీ జనరలీ వి గివ్. ఇఫ్ సంబడి సేస్ యు ఆర్ నైస్, యు ఆర్ ఇంద్రా, యు ఆర్ చంద్ర, వాట్ వి సే? హే, లెట్ అస్ గో టు కాఫీ డే, కమ్, బికాస్ యూ వాంట్ టు హియర్ మోర్. హౌ ఐ యామ్ ఇంద్రా, హౌ ఐ యామ్ చంద్ర. సిమిలర్లీ భగవాన్ వాజ్ ఎంజాయింగ్ హర్ స్తుతి, అండ్ హీ ఆస్క్డ్ మదర్ కుంతి టు ఆస్క్ ఎ బూన్, వన్ మోర్ బూన్. కుంతిదేవి ఆస్క్, అథ విశ్వేశ విశ్వాత్మన్ విశ్వమూర్తే స్వకేషు మే స్నేహపాశం ఇమం చింది దృఢం పాండుషు వృష్ణిషు త్వయి మే అనన్య విషయా మతిర్మధుపతే సకృత్ రథిం ఉద్వాహత అద్ధా గంగే ఔగం ఉదన్వతి. దేర్ఫోర్ అథ షీ సేస్, దేర్ఫోర్ వేర్ఫోర్ దిస్ బూన్ ఈజ్ బేస్డ్ ఆన్ సర్టన్ లాజిక్. వేర్ ఫోర్ ఇఫ్ యూ ఫాలో ది ఎంటైర్ స్తుతి ఆల్ దిస్ ఫాలోయింగ్ ఐడియాస్ విల్ కమ్. సిన్స్ క్లాసిఫయింగ్ దిస్ క్రియేషన్ యాజ్ ఎ వాంటెడ్ అండ్ అన్వాంటెడ్ సుఖహేతు ఆర్ దుఃఖహేతు, దట్ క్లాసిఫికేషన్ ఈజ్ ది సైన్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్. సిన్స్ క్లాసిఫయింగ్ దిస్ క్రియేషన్ ఈజ్ ది సైన్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్, సిన్స్ దుఃఖం ఈజ్ యువర్ ప్రేమ లేఖనం, లవ్ లెటర్ ఫార్ ది సేక్ ఆఫ్ గివింగ్ మీ వైరాగ్యం, అండర్స్టాండింగ్, సిన్స్ దిస్ జగత్ ఈజ్ అనిత్యం అండ్ యు ఆర్ నిత్యం, సిన్స్ ఐ కెనాట్ డౌట్ యువర్ సమత్వం అండ్ సర్వజ్ఞత్వం, సిన్స్ హ్యూమన్ లైఫ్ ఈజ్ పెయిన్ఫుల్ వితౌట్ సరెండరింగ్ టు యూ, వితౌట్ బీయింగ్ డివోటెడ్ టు యూ, సిన్స్ వన్స్ ఓన్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ ఈజ్ ది కాస్ ఆఫ్ సఫరింగ్ అండ్ సంసార, since atmajnanam is the only solution, since devotion and vairagyam prepares the seeker for that atmajnanam, he vishvesha, all these ideas are there in her stuti. He vishvesha, he vishvatman, he vishwamurte, me dridam sneha pasham imam chinti, o lord cut asunder my strong attachment. She addresses Bhagavan nicely, Vishvesha. Vishvesha means Vishveshya Ishaha, master of the creation. Then there is a possibility of being separated from the creation. Master generally is separated from the subjects. So she says, no, 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 no. You are, though you are a master, you are Vishvatman. You are content of the Vishva. That means what? Very Vishva. You are that very Vishwa, and Vishwamurte, you are in the form of very creation. Cut asunder my strong attachment. Me sneha pasham, me dhridam sneha pasham chindi. Sneha pasham chindi. That means cut asunder my, chindi means cut asunder my attachment, which is very strong. With whom you are attached? స్వకేషు పాండుషు వృష్ణిషు. విత్ మై ఓన్ పాండుపుత్రాస్ అండ్ వృష్ణికుల, బికాస్ షీ వాస్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఫ్రమ్ వృష్ణికుల అండ్ షీ వాస్ అడాప్టెడ్ బై కుంతి భోజ, దేర్ ఫోర్ షీ వాస్ కాల్డ్ యాజ్ కుంతి, అండ్ షీ వాస్ మ్యారీడ్ టు పాండు. సో బోత్ ది క్లాన్స్ ఆర్ హర్ ఓన్ క్లాన్స్. సో ఐఎమ్ సో మచ్ అటాచ్డ్. Then Bhagavan asks, without attachment, how can you live? without attachment, how can you live? She says, I want to spend my balanced life being attached to you. Hey Madhupate, Ananya Vishaya Sati, Me Matihi Tvai Ratim Udvahata. Without any deviation, let my mind be devoted to you. Like Yatha Ganga Pratibandham Nap Ganayati Evam Matirapi Vignatma Ganayati. Like Ganga flows without any obstacle. No obstacle for Ganga flow. Similarly, the flow of your remembrance also should not have any obstacle. And I find whenever I try to remember you, whenever I sit for meditation, what comes? Relatives come. Children come. Parent come. Their problem come. Grandchildren come. So therefore I don't want all this obstacle. Now, this boon also is problem for Bhagavan. First boon was problem for Bhagavan. He did not give. How can he give vipatya? He cannot give vipatya. Only papa karma will bring you vipatya. Bhagavan cannot give vipatya. Bhagavan can never give any dukkha to anyone according to his whims and fancy. Even though devotee asks, Bhagavan cannot give. Even though patient asks, sir, give me poison, give me poison. Will doctor give? Will doctor give? Even though the citizen asks, give me capital punishment, will any judge will give? So judge cannot give either reward or punishment according to his own fancies or according to your fancies. There must be some reason behind that. Similarly, Bhagavan also cannot give neither dukkham nor sukham for anyone. Your punya karma gives sukham, papa karma gives dukkham. So Bhagavan could not fulfill that boon. Therefore only he asked, at least now ask properly. Very intelligently you should ask. There is a story in the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna of a intelligent boon. When Bhagavan asked, what do you want? This fellow told, it seems, at the age of 70, sitting on the third floor of my house, along with my grandchildren, I should eat nice things in golden plate. It looks like one boon. Many boons are involved. At the age of 70, means what? Dirghayushu fixed. At least 70 years I will live. Okay, Dirghayushu it is called. Then along with my grandchildren means what? I will have children and grandchildren also. Sitting in the third floor of the house means what? It's a big house, not ordinary hut or something. And I should eat nice things. That means what? My health also will be good. And in golden plate with lot of wealth. So like that intelligent boon you ask. What mother Kunti asked? None of these things I want. Bhagavan, I want only your remembrance. And remembrance of others due to attachment is obstacle for your remembrance. Therefore, I want to cut asunder that attachment. Because to whichever we are attached, that only we will remember. What she told? Vrishnishu sneha pasham chindi. You cut asunder my attachment towards Vrishni. Krishna is Vrishni or what? Krishna is Vrishni. Krishna is from Vrishni Kula. So when Vrishni Kula attachment gone means attachment towards Bhagavan is gone. But at the same time she says, I should be attached to you. How to fulfill this? One is generally cut off everything. And particularly with exception, I should be attached to you. So both are apparently contradicting, because Krishna is Vrishni Kula Sambhutaha. But if you probe into that boon, you can understand that she never considered Krishna as Vrishni Kula. Human being only Kula is there. When she addresses, hey Vishwamurti, Vishwatman, hey Vishveshwara, like that, So she never considered Krishna as Vrishni Kula. And all these Kula, Udbhava, Karma, all these things, she told simply, all are Rama. So she understood his birth as Krishna is a drama. In reality, Krishna is equal to Ishwaraha, not Mr. Krishna. So Bhagavan understood the inner meaning of the boon, and he did not want to hide his real nature to her. So Shukacharya says, he blessed her. Tam bhadamiti mohayanniva mayaya mandam jahasa vaikunta. He told yes. Then after telling yes, mandam jahasa vaikunta, he smiled, it seems. And that smiling is, what type of smiling? Mohayan iva mayaya. Very smile will create maya, delusion, and very smile will create knowledge. That capacity Bhagavan has. He smiled at Arjuna keeping Ratha in front of Bhishma and Dronacharya. This fellow gone. All samsara came out and he surrendered to the Lord. Then again he smiled, Ashochan and Ashochastam. Before that he smiled. Things are all right. So he blessed her. Then Kunti Devi prostrated. Hey Yogeshwara, Akila Guru, Bhagavan Namaste. With that prayer, she ends her stuti. And there is another interpretation for this. Mohayan Niva Mayaya, Mandam Jahasa Vaikunta. Dvaitins, that is devotees are there, na? They never accept the knowledge as the last one. So she was telling about Lord that you are Vishwamurti. Already knowledge is there. Hey Vibhu, like that. So now she is asking Vairagya. And having Vairagya towards Krishna and towards Vrishni means loss for her. And having Vairagya towards Panduputras also loss for her. Because Panduputras became devotees. Vrishni became Bhagavan. So entire Vrishni and Pandushu means what? Bhagavan and Bhagavatas. So if I allow her with all this Advaitic knowledge, we will be at loss. Who will give me butter and nice things? So Bhagavan confused her Mohayan Niva Mayaya. You get the difference of two interpretations. One interpretation according to Shukacharya, that is the Pramana. Shukacharya only says all this. That is the Pramanam. But this is another type of interpretation. Shukacharya told, Badamiti. Bhagavan told, yes, I have given you Vairagyam and knowledge. Another interpretation is, I should not give you Vairagyam. If I give Vairagyam, I will be in trouble. I will lose lots of nice things. And having attachment towards Bhagavan and Bhagavatas is not obstacle for spiritual life. Therefore, he confused her mind to be more attached to Krishna. Therefore, he laughed in such a smile, in such a way. Anyhow, whether we love Bhagavan with form, first interpretation is loving Bhagavan without form. Second interpretation is loving Bhagavan with form. Whether we love Bhagavan with form or without form, love towards the Bhagavan must be prime in our wish list. The priority list is there, na? We love so many things, including ice cream also. Okay? A simple thing it is, that also we love. But it is unfortunate if we don't love Lord. Human life will be unfortunate one if we don't love Lord. More details you will see in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane प्रणदक्लेशनाशाय गोविंदाय नमो नमः तदेव रम्यं रुचिरं नवं नवं तदेव शश्वन् मनसो महोत्सवं तदेव शोकार्णव शोषणं नृणा यदुत्तम श्लोक यशोनुगीयते गोपिका जीवनस्मरणं गोविंदा गो